Shalom to all! Today we're going to learn Mishnah Shviyas, Perek Ches, Mishnah Tes, and Mishnah Yud. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Reb Shlomo Zalman V'zogos Reb Marzi Yitavachoy Yitzchalatayim. They should be a good bench with us. Sach Hatzlacha and Siat Nishmaya. Good health, Parn Nasa B'Shafa, and Cult of Selah. And B'schos Esther Bas Rachel. She should be Zecher to find her Ziva Gahagun B'Karv Mamish. Now, in the previous Mishnah, we learned that we are not allowed to take Shemitah oil and smear it on Kalim or lubricate Kalim with it. It's also to use Shemitah oil for that because he's not drinking it or eating it. Mishnah Tes tells us, Arsha Sachar B'Shem Shal Shviyas. Let's say he had leather and he anointed it, he smeared it with Shemen of Shviyas. Reb Eliezer, Rabbi Lezer says, Yidalek, that has to be burned. So imagine a person took his shoes and he took Shemitah oil and rubbed it on his shoes to give it a nice shine. According to Rabbi Lezer, he's got to take his shoes and light them on fire. Lacham say, Echel Kenegdoi, he could just eat proportionate to that amount of money used. So let's say he used $5 worth of Shemitah oil. He has to take $5, go to the store, buy food, and eat that with Kedusha Shvias. Now, Amar Lefnei Rabbi Kiva, they told Rabbi Kiva, Omer Hayu Rabbi Lezer, you know that Rabbi Lezer says, Arsha Sachar B'Shem Shal Shvias, leather which was smeared with oil of Shvias, Yidalek, it has to be burned. So Amar Lehem, he told them, Shtaiku, be quiet. That's not his opinion. However, I'm not going to tell you what Rabbi Lezer really says about it. Now, this machlok is in the Yerushalmi, what Rabbi Lezer really says. According to one opinion, Rabbi Lezer is really machmir, and he says that the bones of that person that used that oil should be burned. According to the other opinion, Rabbi Lezer is actually very makel, and he says that l'chatchila you are allowed to use shemen of shvias for anointing and rubbing kalim with. Either which way, Rabbi Kiva didn't want to tell them what Rabbi Lezer really held. Moving on to Mishnah Yud with something similar, they also told Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Lezer says, kusim, someone eats bread that was baked by kusim. Basar chazir, it's as if he's eating chazir, it's as if he's eating treif, which means that Rabbi Lezer holds that you're not allowed to eat bread baked by kusim. Amr Lechem, Rabbi Kiva told him, Shtaiku, be quiet. That's not what he holds. However, lo yamar lechem ash Rabbi Lezer, I'm not going to tell you what Rabbi Lezer really holds about it. Rabbi Lezer really is much more makel, but he didn't want to tell them that. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Yud Aleph and Perek Tes Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.